It's amazing. Tiny's such an iconic artist for so many people. He's had so many incredible records with amazing artists, and to be, I guess inserted into that narrative is pretty special. He makes wicked rhymes like that. He nailed it on More Life.
What's it like,
No, I
Tiny?
appreciate you, bro. And yeah, to work with Torrent is an amazing feeling. For me, I've had a great connection with Australia, like ever since, I had my first bit of commercial success and I first got out there for the first time. It's been like a place that's really resonated with me, and Australia and house music as well. Like I've featured on a lot of really important house records throughout my time as well. So when I came across this record, I didn't really know Torrent too much at the time. The record just instantly spoke to me, and I was just like, I just knew that I had to be on it. I could imagine myself performing it live and all of those kind of things. So, and usually, when you're in the studio, if you, for me anyway, as a rapper, if the lyrics come quite easily, then you know that it's just meant to be, and that's how it was with this track. You're right, he's a madman. No, I'm joking. You're right, he's an amazing.
When the words come and the rhymes come, you just know the synergy's there. It's just meant to be. Torrent, I mean, after the lockdowns we've had, and it's supposed to be spring, but let's be honest, we just had a second wave of winter as well. To actually have this track, I mean, today it's going to be 34 degrees, having an uplifting killer summer banger heading into summer. Were you a little bit worried that dropping this track, people would be raving out in the lounge room?
Yeah, a little bit. That's also probably the time when people need some a little bit of sunshine in their life. So I think music's been important to a lot of people for a lot more reasons during the last year. So it's just timed well for Australia because we've gone through a pretty dark stage and now it's looking pretty peachy for summer and there's a new banger on the airwaves and people can rock out to.
And for you, Tiny, I mean, UK gone into other lockdowns. How are you going headspace-wise, managing the fact that depending what Bojo feels like on the morning, you could be locked down, you could be at the pub. How's
Yeah,
that been
we
as a
could be at
muso
the
trying to,
pub. We could be mixing households. We might not be. Yeah, it's definitely a very confusing time. And even in terms of like promoting music and stuff like that, it can, after a while, it can kind of get a little bit. Everything can kind of wear you down because you just know that even though, like Torrent was saying, the world does need some escapism, like a lot of people are just very worried right now. Do you get what I mean? And a lot of people are, like especially in the UK, I think now we're at like what 50,000 cases plus 50,000 deaths, and I think that's everyone's shaken up as a result. So yeah, I'm just trying to just be hopeful that soon we can come out of this and there'll be a time where we can link up and we can perform. Or I just need to get the first plane out. Well, I'm already out there now, but I need to get the first plane out again and come to Australia and just chill with you guys, do you get what I mean? And do a sick live run or something. I'm glad that we've been able to make something that feels so good in such a crazy time.
Oh, speaking of feel good, the film clip for it was just, it felt like I was in a video game, which is sure the angle you were going for. And then it took me back to the games I used to play with my brother. I mean, there was a lot of Mario Kart going on in our house until Mum had to take the controllers away because if one of us was losing, we just throw it at the other person. But my brother was definitely into GoldenEye. Taryn, were you a gamer growing up?
Yeah, I was a gamer when I was younger, but all of my friends are like frothing on the new PS5 drop. I just find I don't have time because I know that if I get one, it's lights out. Like I lose all productivity after 5 o'clock at night. So I've self-control. I haven't consult.
What about you,
I'm
Tiny?
a bit like that as well, but I'm really trying to get that PS5, man. Right now, anyone listening out there for Christmas, if you just wanna send it to me, if you really love the
If
More Life
PS
track,
is
you just want to
listening and
say
just
well
want a
done.
sling tiny one,
Yeah,
that
just
kind of thing,
send it to your boy. Send it to your boy, man.
Oh, if only it was that simple. It's that whole, I know there's manifesting, but if it was as simple as, geez, I'd really like an espresso machine and it just popped up, like,